So it's Yerushalmi corresponding to Ksuvos Bavli Daf Lamed Aleph. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Tev Zayin Lamed Aleph on the 10th line. Taman Taninan. Ha'Eichel Shuma Mevid Mishalim Zakeren Ve'Enu Mishalim Zachoimish. The Mishnah teaches that a non-Kohen who ate Shuma intentionally pays the principal but does not pay the Chaimish, the extra fifth. The Taninan Elohena Leikin, and we have a Mishnah. The following people are lashed, and one of them is a non-Kohen who eats Shuma. The question is here, in the latter Mishnah you say that he receives lashes, and in the former Mishnah you say that he pays, and we hold that one does not get lashed and pay. Rabbi Yochanan gives an answer that the Mishnah has discussed different cases. If he was warned, he receives lashes. If not, then he pays. Rabbi Yochanan holds that when there is liability for lashes and payment, he receives lashes and he does not pay. The Gemara asks, why not? He should be lashed and pay. The answer is no. The Pasuk says, according to his evil, meaning that you obligate, means you punish him for one evil, you don't obligate him for two evils. Maybe he should pay and not get lashed. The answer is that the Pasuk discusses one who has liability for two evils, and it says the judge shall make him lean over and flog him in front of him and punish him with his crime in number. Rishaki says, even if he was not warned, he doesn't pay, since if he was warned, he would be lashed. Masnisa pliga ala b'shem ben lokish ha'ichel truma shoigeg b'shalam misakeren v'chemesh. We have a question against Rish Lakish from the Mishnah. A non-kohen who eats truma unintentionally, he pays the principal and the chemesh. V'ilu hissu boy en oloike, and if he were warned, will he not be lashed? And even so, we see that he pays it. Patala k'vibi meya, to meya oma loike m'shalim. The answer is he explains that the Mishnah is like with meya, with meya hold that one is lashed and pays. Masnisa pliga al b'shem ben lokish the taninan. And we have a Mishnah that is a question against Rish Lakish, because our Mishnah says there's a fine for the following Na'aros, and one of them is Mamzeres. If you are warned, will he not be lashed? And even so, we see that he pays it. So here as well, we explain that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, who holds that one is lashed and pays. Rav, quoting Rish Lakish, said that Rav Meir learned it from Moitzi Shema, because there in Dvarim Perikov Beis Pasuk Yud Ches and Yud Tes, first of all it says V'yisru Oisai, and they will afflict him, means that this man who spoke Moitzi Shema, he receives lashes. V'anshu Oisai, and they punish him, that's referring to money, means he pays a fine of 100. V'banan Amrin L'chidusha Yatsa Amoitzi Shema V'dava Shu Yotza L'chidusha Ein Loim Dimimenu. Rabban say that who hold that normally one does not get lashes and pay money is because Moitzi Shema teaches a chiddush, something that teaches a chiddush, we don't learn from it. What's the chiddush? Because everywhere else one is not liable for his speech. Here he is liable for his speech, even though it does not accomplish anything, only his witnesses do. Hol v'chein, which is to say, k'shem she'i at lamed menu davaracha kein in at lamed menu la'ointim v'loi makos. Therefore, just like you cannot learn from it another matter, you cannot learn from it monetary punishment or lashes. Le'kenam Rabbi Avol b'shem Rabbi Yochanan meved be'chelev shoygeg b'korban masin boy le'kem amevi b'korban v'achal le'kem ashalim. The Gemara asked, didn't Rabbi Avol say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that if one was meved intentional about chelev, eating chelev, which is forbidden fat, and he was inadvertent about the korban for it, we warn him and he's lashed and brings the korban, and here he should be lashed and pay. Rabbun Bachia, quoting Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, says that Kedei Rishasai teaches that when there are two matters handed over to Beis Din to enforce, you enforce only one of them. This excludes something handed over to Shamayim, because Beis Din give lashes and the Chiyuv Korban is to Shamayim.